It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome back on into the First Cup Morning Show. I'm your host, Joshua Kangley. Thank you for tuning in with me today. You know, as we're getting up, making it happen, getting things done, starting our week off on this Monday. We got some good news for you today, some good news that you may have missed in the mainstream media, but we have the good news here for you. Before we do get to the good news, real quick, I want to take some time to talk to you about some sponsors I've been working with that I'm real excited about. The first one is Whiskey Morning Coffee. If you love coffee, okay, think of this. Think barrel-aged. Think Texas. Think smokiness. And think boldness. That's Whiskey Morning Coffee. They are out of Texas. It's a growing company out there. If you like coffee as much as I do, it's worth checking them out. WhiskeyMorningCoffee.com. Check them out. You won't regret it. The other one is Ultra Glide Pro. Now, this is for you out there who are looking to enhance your fitness journey. So if you're looking for something that's like an all-in-one thing to enhance your fitness journey, Ultra Glide Pro is worth checking out. You know, we're still in March, so those of you who had fitness as one of your New Year's resolutions, it's still the beginning of the year. This could be something for you to keep you on track with your goals. UltraGlidePro.com. I want to start off today with a quote. And this quote is by Thomas Edison, where he said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." Well, here we are together today. It is Monday, March 11th, 2024. Good morning to you. Today is National Napping Day. So as we return to the daylight savings time, here's a way to observe the importance of rest and encourage you, actually. So today's National Napping Day. So if you need a little nap today, you can celebrate that by taking a nice nap. And also today is National Johnny Appleseed Day. And for those of you who don't know who Johnny Appleseed is, quite a story. It's actually an interesting story, the Johnny Appleseed story, who he is, what he was doing, what he's known for. It's quite interesting. It's worth a look. If you want a quick reference, today on the blog, we're going to have a blog about Johnny Appleseed. So if you want to kind of know more about him, today you'll be able to go to guidinglights.org, go to the blog tab, and you can check out the blog about Johnny Appleseed. It's quite an interesting story, actually. All right, before we get the good news, let's go check out the animal fun fact of the day.
Today's animal is the narwhal. Did you know a male's horn can be up to 9.8 feet long?
Did you know that male narwhals that grow a long tusk, it's a spiraling tooth from the left side of the upper jaw?
And now on to the good news of the day. This good news coming out of North Carolina, Greenville, North Carolina. And this article comes out of myfox8.com by Gabby Sartori. East Carolina University recreational therapy student sets sights on 2024 Paralympics. Andrew Hairston had his life completely changed after losing his leg in a tragic accident. Hairston is a current recreational therapy major at East Carolina University and a retired U.S. Marine Corps captain. He had his life completely changed after losing his leg. He's now turning his situation into something positive, with goals of competing in the 2024 Paris Paralympics. After deployment overseas for an extended time due to COVID-19, Hairston and his wife headed back home to Onslow County and eventually bought a new house. On the way there, he was hit by a car as he stepped out on the side of the road to help fix an item being moved onto the vehicle. "The joke is that I totaled two cars with my body, of course," he said. But yeah, honestly, when the accident happened, I didn't think anything of it. I was on the ground, yelled for help. When people came out, my legs were numb. So I thought I just hit my funny bone and we were going to get the paramedics there. Get checked out, go back home. The next thing he knew, though, he was awake in the hospital without his left leg. But nothing could break his spirit. After months of recovery, he was compelled to compete in the Paralympics, turning his sights to hand cycling. But it didn't come easy during his first race. He said, "I got my butt handed to me in that race. I came in 8th out of 9th place. The 9th guy wasn't supposed to be in my classification, so it was a rough time, and I remember almost quitting after that." Harrison was overwhelmed by the support of the veterans and the hand cycle community who encouraged him to keep going. Harrison said, "Even though I didn't do as well as I wanted to in that paracycling open, the times I was dropping, a lot of the guys were saying it took them years to get to that point." Harrison continued steady progress and finished in the top of his classification in each race he was in. Originally from the U.S. Virgin Islands, his goal will be to compete for his homeland in the Paralympics. He said, "I'm now lined up with the best in the world. Being from the small island of St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, to be ranked number 12 in the world right now in my classification, and we have a very good shot at maybe getting selected for the Paralympic Games in Paris." Great story, you know, inspiring story coming out of Greenville, North Carolina there. Big shout out to Andrew Hairston, who's going for the Paris Paralympics. Well, that's your good news for the day. I hope it brought some inspiration to you. And if you do like the show, please like, share with your friends. I certainly would appreciate that shout out. And remember, for more of this, for more good news, more positivity, more uplifting stories, you can head to guidinglights.org. That's guidinglights.org. And if you have some good news, I would love to share it as well. Email me at admin@guidinglights.org. admin@guidinglights.org. Before we do part ways for the day, I want to wish you a great Monday as we start our week off, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.